the last that we saw the party, the constituency, you all were, in fact, in essentially Burns Refuge, which was a forest. You all had found the remnants of Gaia's Knot. You found really two members, an old lady and a young man, that essentially directed you and said that a certain person had gone off to deal with the large gulf entity that is in the ocean. They had taken a Garden of Eden creation kit and were planning to use that to stop the really currently happening demise of pretty much all of southern Louisiana. You all actually had to get airlifted out from a vertibird that flew from Rising Sun Settlement, which is currently on the run via to escape the onslaught, the almost like wrecking of what did you call them, Mike?
I think it was motor lurks.
Came up with
motor lurks.
Motor lurks. Yeah, that's really good. The motor lurks that are actually parading through all of southern New Orleans, destroying everything. You all. Pap, you have recovered your power armor, so
have
no
I
need to. Yes, you have. That's kind of an off-screen situation. Kind of the first thing that when the vertibird showed up, Pep was like, "Hey, by the way, we need to."
It's like that scene from The Mummy when like the pyramid is crumbling and Jonathan's like, "Let me down. I want that big jewel."
Yeah.
Bring me up, bring me up. There's your power armor. Put me down.
jumps out of the side, ties it off, sits on his own shoulders, and they lift it off with the vertibird. There you go.
Yeehaw.
Scene. Yeehaw.
So you all have gone onto this vertibird, essentially heading to the Gulf entity that is out in the ocean. It's being flown by one of Pep's greaser minions. I don't know if minion is the right term. More like his cool cats.
My cool dudes.
Your cool dudes that are there. Existing
his rotor bros.
Rotor bros.
I'm going to essentially have everybody roll a, what will I call this? I will call this a strength plus athletics for difficulty 2 for me.
Now I'm worried.
Oh, that was agility and...
Excuse me, strength plus athletics.
Strength and athletics, sorry.
Yeah, strength and athletics, yeah.
Oh, two successes. All right.
Two successes.
Wait, Lonnie, shouldn't you have, aren't you in your power armor?
I am in my power armor, so.
So you should have two successes from that.
Yeah, I've just kept my strength at the normal. So what is strength in the power armor? Is it,
11.
Oh, and I so forgot. I'd be looking for 13s or better.
So you got it.
So I got 2.
And I forgot I had taken off my power armor. I got to put that back on.
And then, Pep, you'll get a luck point.
Luck-a-roo.
You will as well. So you all are flying in the vertibird. The doors are open. You're kind of looking out over this kind of, you know, greenish, darkish sky. You can see a blue glow off in the distance, but as you get closer, all of the sudden, the vertibird gets hit with something. It's almost like a field of energy, almost this blue slash that goes across it. It essentially shakes it around enough that everybody like falls to their feet. Pep and Hazel and Lonnie all kind of catch yourselves, but Clark You actually bash your head up against the vertebrate and take 5 damage as a result. The head. At this point, the vertebrate is still losing control. The pilot driving that, dressed in his greaser gear, you realize is unconscious or dead. What do you all do?
Well, Pep's got to take control of this vertebrate as the resident pilot.
All right. You realize you can't do that in power armor.
I can't do that in power armor.
Go look at a vertebrate and tell me you can do that in power armor.
Like, I can reach over, kind of like reach around him, and like
when you reach out, you arms over power shoulder. Armor hand.
All right.
You get an attachment for your power armor hand that is a smaller power armor hand, and you Gurren Lagann this, like when the mech powers the mech.
I don't know if that's...
I'll allow you to drive the vertebrate with the power armor, but essentially you'll be reaching around the chairs to do that, and anything I'm going to add like +2 difficulty to automatically.
This may not be the proper time for a reach around.
I beg to differ. No. There's never a bad opportunity. I'm going to be interested in trying to figure out what happened to this bird.
Do a perception plus science for a difficulty 3.
This is strangely in my wheelhouse, and I'm going to spend one of our 7 action points to juice this a little bit.
Do it.
Only 2.
Yeah.
C'est la vie. Okay.
You look around, but you can tell that actually one of the rotors, like the double helicopter version that the vertebrates are, is like stuck. It's just like, it's like trying to move, but it seems like it's getting caught. It's like almost like something.
What is our rate of descent?
You all are, you're slowly, you were high up in the sky, but I mean, you're slowly falling into the ocean.
Starboard propellers jammed.
Is there this will be probably a intelligence and repair roll. Can I know a way to fix this within the vertebrate? Like shutting off, depowering one of the engines, doing something that might
For it to be jammed, that's, I mean, the cool thing about helicopters is if they lose power, the helicopter blade is kind of like a natural parachute because the wind resistance kind of... So for it to, like, not do anything...
So that's going to be a perception plus pilot for difficulty 4.
Let's see what I can do.
We do have 6 action... We have 6 action points, so if you want to spend one to...
Okay.
I would say...
Hold on, sorry.
I would say yes on that.
It's a tag skill, so I'm going to go ahead and use an action point for an extra dice.
Do you want 1 or 2?
Can I use 2?
Yes.
All right.
Clark has a concussion. He's not.
Okay.
He's hanging out.
Okay, come on.
I'm 100% concussed, mate. 100%.
He's got literal blood streaming down his face.
All right, so you got 2 successes with that. So here's what I'll give you. I'll give you kind of a... I need to think about what I'm going to do for you. Because I think 2 successes, like, you're going to be able to do something. Pep, you now I've got to really think of a good thing. Here's what I'll say. Okay, so you're actively trying to pilot this vertebrate. You're trying to figure out how to get the vertebrate to stay in the air. Mm-hmm. You realize that the only way to stay in the air currently is by making sure that there is even kind of like a propelling force that's keeping you up. So what you've decided to do is, without one side of it, you've decided to spin the vertibird so that it's equally being prepared, propelled up. However, that will make it more difficult for everybody to do anything because it's a spinning helicopter.
You're just going to put us in a flat spin.
Yep.
Yep, flat spin, but you're up in the air.
Controlled chaos. I'm going to yell for everyone to hold on. I'll do pep style, like, everybody hold on, I've got an idea.
Wait, have you tried something like this before?
I've never even flown one of these before, but I am an incredibly good driver and pilot. Yeah. I can drive anything. Hold on. And I assume... pull the yoke one way very much to the extreme.
Clark, you now have a concussion and you're feeling a little dizzy on top of it. Congratulations.
The gyros are working real hard in my power armor right now.
Look,
he's secure, right? Nobody's gonna like slide out of a door or something, right?
Whoever's sitting next to me is just getting like the blood from my face splattered onto their
it's
face
just
from this.
Whipping around like you accidentally left the lid off a blender.
Well, since we're sitting and they have had power armor, I'm the one who's like getting a bloodbath.
Probably, yeah.
Fun.
Lucky you.
So on this vertibird, there are the seats. There's the kind of like house, like where like you would normally sit. There is a minigun attached to it. There is also the pilot cabin where there are two seats with the controls for the vertibird, as well as in the back a small storage area. And it's all spinning around.
Well, this is not fun.
This is in my wheelhouse. I'm already injured. This is somebody needs to do something, and it's not me.
Yeah, I'm currently in whatever position we normally keep our power armored paladins in. I imagine like some of the seats are taken out for, you know, like power armor cavalry.
So in 76 they actually have spots for the power armor to like stand and lock in where there'd normally be seats.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm doing, unless I need to dislodge. But we're just basically in a flat spin right now.
I was thinking, I can tell.
Are we now kind of like we're spinning, but we're no longer falling?
You're no longer falling, yeah.
Okay, and we are over the water, right?
Yes, you're 100% over the water.
All right, we can't keep this up for long. We need to find some place we can put this thing down.
Do we still have the jetpacks?
No. For consistency, the jetpacks were not yours, and they were taken back by
God damn
young
it.
Man and his grandmother.
I thought we could Iron Man it.
So we don't really have an idea of what happened to the vertibird, other than the starboard propeller is just stuck.
Yeah, it's stuck.
Well, whatever happened killed our pilot too.
What happened to our pilot?
For sure dead, or just like
did they have a oopsie doodle, like bang their head against the
HOTUS? What, they've never gotten a concussion before?
Well, if we weren't in a flat spin, I'd be able to stand up and go and check on him.
Yeah, are they breathing? Do they have all of their limbs? Is there a suspicious hole in the cockpit window?
Go check.
Can I do a medical check from where I'm sitting, or do I have to?
GM, yes, I do, because if you're in a flat spin like that, you're trying to find one focal point to stare at so that you're not trying to throw up.
Okay.
And mine just so happens to be, I don't know, straight ahead.
Perception plus medicine for a difficulty 2, I would say.
perception medicine.
Can I do that too?
I mean, mine's not going to be good, but I mean, I know the circumstances. Yeah, one success. Like, I think I can at the very least assess if all of his limbs are present.
Does he have a head?
He has not been decapitated.
And is it attached?
Well, oh my gosh.
All right, do your successes. I'll tell you what I'll tell you.
I mean, it might be flapping around at the moment because we're in a flat spin. And
is
just
it his blood? Is it Clark's blood? There's just a lot of blood.
This is not... I am covered with blood, and this is not optimal conditions for triage, damn it.
The pilot himself looks like that he has been just, like, shaken. And furiously by something. You can tell that it's almost like shaken so much that pieces of the glass are kind of cracked. I mean, that's the least of your worries. But what you can tell of a possible, like, a shockwave-like scenario has rocked this pilot's world where seatbelts are useless.
Okay. But we still have power, we still have engines, so this wasn't like an EMP type situation.
Yeah.
So...
Did somebody shoot at us with a plasma weapon?
So at what rate is the vertebrate spinning? Like on a scale of... Record. Yeah. Let's see. No. On a scale of record to DVD, how fast is the vertibird spinning?
So are we talking like an LP long play? Like
record. Yeah. I think like
on a scale of QVC promotional glamour shot.
Okay. All right, I like it.
I'll tell you what, do a pilot. Okay, here we go. Do an agility plus pilot for difficulty 3, Pep.
All right.
I'll do difficulty 2 because I want to see this happen. I root for you.
2 successes.
Successes, yeah, you pull that one off. It is now just spinning like a nice
like QVC. A QVC. Promotional yes. Glamour okay. Shot.
Yeah, I like it.
Twinkle, twinkle.
So, like, you could walk around, but it's like a little, like...
little disoriented.
Like, you're at the merry-go-round at the park, like...
All right, if we were attacked, I want to scout the water. Do I see anything on the water, in the air?
Yeah, perception plus survival for difficulty 1. I would say now that you've helped some of the dizziness. Yeah, 2 successes.
That's 2 successes.
You get an AP. You manage to see essentially this large, almost like glowing creature / ship. It kind of looks like a ship to you. It looks like a giant oil tanker that's kind of out in the water, but there's like tendrils coming from it. It's kind of hard to tell. Okay. It is out in the water a ways.
Pep, I want your eyes 12 o'clock low on my mark. Mark.
Ooh.
Mark.
That's a...
Mark.
That's you see thing. That? Yeah. So, let's go there. Might take us a little while. Slowly spinning.
So, pilot, how are you going to get everybody there? Are we just going to...
How far away is it?
I would say it's about... Oh, gosh.
And is it closer than shore?
Yeah.
Like, it's not directly below you. Like, you're going to need some glide to get out to it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I'm rarely in a helicopter going to a boat. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to think about a good.
You haven't lived until your private helicopter has taken you to your private yacht. near your private island.
Yeah, that's not me very often. Can't say so. But I don't know, maybe like, I'm trying to think of your distance. Maybe it's like 3 miles out.
Okay.
I'd say.
Okay. So it's a.
It takes us a few minutes. Far off in the
distance. It would take us a few minutes. Okay. So I'd be like,
it looked like a ship, essentially.
Like, so I'll double check with Lonnie. Like, are we supposed to go there? Is that where we're going?
I mean, it kind of looks organic.
Yeah. All right. I'll see if I can get us there. Slowly. Yeah. So I'll see if I can kind of figure out. Okay. So we're controlled slow spin. I don't know how to get. Just got to like get some. Can if I just could have adjusted our, you know, our tilt, would that be able to give us a forward momentum to go in the right direction?
Yeah, you would fall. It would also remind you, you have a suit of power armor that has a fusion core in it. And you're pretty much, like, your character is inherently pretty much a guy that can just, like, assemble things out of, like, near thin air. Like, you are kind of a MacGyver. Like,
that's true.
That's kind of been your character's vibe. You can do as you will. I'm just reminding you of some of the details.
You know, Pep loves a crazy plan. He's going to tell Lonnie to take the wheel and just keep everything like going as its normal speed and low spin.
Yeah, do an intelligence plus pilot for difficulty one for me there, Lonnie Haber.
Intelligence pilot.
Yeah, intelligence pilot. Difficulty one.
Cool.
One success. Yeah. All right. He's able to keep it going. What are you doing, Pep?
Pep wants to climb out on over to the stalled engine.
See, this is why we needed the fanny pack winch. This is the exact reason.
It's on the to-do list.
Are you doing this in your power armor, or are you?
I'm gonna do this in power armor. Gives me better grip and more survivability if I fall. So,
yeah, and if this thing is jammed, you might need the extra strength.
I'll need that extra strength.
Unless you fall in the water, because then you'll drown.
No, I'll just sink to the bottom
forever.
Well, now that I'll slowly, as we know from Fallout, the game, I just walk along the bottom of the ocean forever until I reach the shore.
Until your fusion core dies.
Wow. Or falls out.
Oh. Or falls out. More like,
we haven't fixed that.
Oh, those sea monsters that are always coming by and knocking out my fusion core.
Yeah, okay, all right.
For this thinking out a problem.
He wouldn't, even if there was an eternity to think, the outcome would not be different.
Absolutely.
With this group? Nope.
All right. If you're in power armor and you're essentially like trying to jump out onto the.
I was crawling, like kind of like crawl out the side doors and kind of get high up on top and then crawl my way across to the vertical engines.
All right. Pep and I have comms in our power armor?
I believe it's established that we do.
Okay. Does everybody remember the hit game, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, when you are on Va Meadow, which is the bird divine beast, and part of the mechanic is tilting Va Meadow? So certain things are easier or harder to get to. If I could assist by when he calls out left or right, that way, you know, the wing is higher for him, lower for him to do that. If I could do that to assist.
Yeah, do strength plus agility for a difficulty two for you, Pep. But also, before you roll that, let's do Lonnie's. Intelligence plus pilot for difficulty one. So you can hit that again.
We will give that a shot. Okay.
Yep, you got that. So now, Pep, do a strength plus agility for difficulty 2.
It would be athletics.
Yeah, you're right. Please do a agility plus athletics for difficulty 2.
How are we looking on action points?
We have 4.
I will save it. I'll save.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We got a big fight coming up, so.
Well, if you spend 1, it gives you an extra die and increases the chances of replenishing it.
That's true. All right, I'll spend 1. Oh, baby. Ooh, complication, but 2 successes.
Okay.
So we...
So you jump out of the door. God damn it. And you end up grabbing the... you've locked yourself around the propeller to grab it, and when you've locked yourself around to grab it, tell me what happens, Pep.
Oh God!
What happens to your power arm?
It's on, please.
This is what I think would be funny. So I'm on the propeller, I unjam it, but the propeller gets going, and let's say it knocks off my helmet. And maybe even damages the arms. So, I basically have to, remove the arms, and I just have the torso and legs for a power armor.
I like what you've come up with, but that's not what happens. Unfortunately, your fusion core falls out.
No, I was hoping to avoid that
directly into the ocean below. So you are now, you've managed to unjam it. It is now rotating, but you, my friend, are stuck unless you get out of the power armor. The power armor is just kind of like affixed to the side of this vertebrate now.
I am in need of an oil can. Since I'm not going to exit a power armor,
on the fusion core explodes, by the way. Like,
it's the water.
This time it's actually done.
It's been in and out so much that it just can't.
It's held together by paper mache and best wishes. Pep's just going to stay where he is because he ain't getting out of that power armor until we land on that weird looking boat. Because I feel like that's right. The safest option of all.
So, Lonnie, you're currently the pilot. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about remaining the pilot. Now, it's much easier to pilot now that both engines are working.
Yeah,
but I'm, you know, that this is really the first time I've had any appreciable flight time with a vertibird.
So we've stopped spinning now, correct?
Yeah,
you're on level flight.
Like, yeah, and even if we lose power, the propeller's going to help slow us a bit because we've got some we've got some equilibrium here. I'm going to try to communicate with Pep, realize that he has no power. Assume that it's a fusion core issue because the other 5 times this has happened, it's been a fusion core issue.
It's been 4 times, but still, yeah.
Okay. and I am going to give this just a light pitch to the port so that it is downhill for Pep to be able to climb out of his power armor and into the fuselage.
Okay. I'm going to have Hazel get into position. Like she's going to get out of the chair and get in position so she can like try and assist him in. Like as either an assist, a direct assist, or as a extra set of hands to grab him if he rolls a 20.
Pep, are you coming out of your power armor and into the?
I feel like, in all honesty, I feel like I would need to do an intelligence roll to understand what Lonnie is attempting there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. I mean,
that makes sense. Yeah. Intelligence plus pilot for difficulty
12. Because you're probably thinking, like, why is he banking left right now?
Did you say difficulty 12?
Oh, God.
Do a difficulty 1 intelligence plus pilot. I think that's rather simple. You're kind of panicking, worrying what to do next. Just do a difficulty one.
Hey! Nice. I get
two
it.
Two AP with that and one luck point. That's nice. Great. You get it.
All right, Lonnie and Pep simpatico. He's like, I get what he's doing. Pops out of power armor.
Hazel, I'm going to give you a strength plus athletics for difficulty two to catch a falling human being while you're on a helicopter and he's flying towards you.
Yeah, strength plus athletics. And, are you guys okay with me using an extra point here? Because I am not great in either of those. Well,
Pep generated two. Yeah, I think he'd appreciate spending one to save his life.
And I feel like this is a reasonable thing for Clark to assist on as well.
Yeah, okay, that would be. Okay.
Yeah, so success
is anyways.
That one. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, very nice. you out as Pep is falling towards you, and you manage to catch him and steady him as the vertibird kind of levels back out. Everyone is now safe except Pep is sans power armor. That's what's up.
He's real salty.
It's like stuck to the side of the vertebrae, like half there.
roadkill. It's just like...
So, quick question, Pep. How does Pep feel about big guns?
Oh, I don't think Pep is comfortable with big guns.
Okay.
He should probably take over piloting again.
All right. Clark, how is Clark with big guns?
Surprisingly, not great.
I mean, I know, same, because we've all focused on our respective flavors of violence, and big guns has not been of them. Hazel!
Yeah.
You've been dropping points in big guns and us not know about it, or?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they're fascinating. I love taking them apart. It's the putting them back together thing doesn't work out for me so well usually.
Got it. That reminds me of the time that I put the locked door in Christmas Town, and then you were like, how do we get in here? I'm like, have you tried lock picking? And you're like, oh, yeah, but we don't have any points in that.
Yeah.
It hasn't come up. Until now.
It has to come up.
I've got 3 points in lockpick, but nobody asked me.
All right. Okay. So, Pep, if you will pilot, I'll take a gunner position because I'm in armor anyway, so I'll be pretty exposed. But if we're making an approach at this organic island, this tendrilled bit of... property in the middle of the Gulf, we may need to defend ourselves.
All right. I'm going to do what I do best.
And what's that, Pat?
Non-power. It's pilot, clearly. Okay. And lose my power armor repeatedly. You know, they should really recall that model of armor. It's defective. Not user.
Before we... So are we landing now?
I think we're gonna. Pep would fly us close so we could get a look at it.
We are approaching and potentially clearing the LZ.
Yeah, sure. You can. Yeah, fly close. I would say actually it would be. I'm gonna have you do perception plus. Pilot Pep. I'm gonna do so that you can move it into an area where. Going on here.
All right. Perception. Pilot. 3 successes.
Oh, 3 successes. That's very nice.
And a luck point.
So yeah.
And yeah.
You are ones and twenties tonight.
No, right. Oh damn it! I should use the luck point to reroll that complication. Damn it! All right.
What was the difficulty on that again? Sorry. The difficulty on that check.
That difficulty was 2, I thought. 2.
Okay. I just want to get the action points right.
Yeah, sure. 2 for that one. Yeah, so you come up on essentially this, it looks like an oil rig. an oil tanker, like a giant, one of those giant ships that's been lodged in the back of this like giant, humongous crustacean. You can see that there's like two of its like antenna floating around that's just kind of like whipping in the wind. There's like these giant like pieces of like steel that are just like protruding from it. There's like a blue glow inside of it. It has these like beady black eyeballs. The oil rig itself has a storage deck that looks low population. There's lights on in a command center, and also kind of it looks like what is just like a tower where people would there's more like a residential area to it.
Huh. So what you're saying is this is a boater lurk.
This is indeed a boater lurk. That is the the official term.
New canon. Term is new boater. Canon.
Yep, new canon. I did not think of a name for this because I knew that the Pep would pull out a fresh one.
Dear God, Pep.
I still put forward the alternative Louisiana Tarrasque, but you know. I like it.
That's also a name. Don't think it's as good as Boater Lurk.
It's pretty solid. I mean, it looks like a crawfish with a cargo container on the back. Like it's here to haul freight. And the rebar sticking out of it is a nice touch.
It's the Cajun Valdez, is what it is.
Cajun Valdez.
All right, where should I put this baby down?
Well, I don't see a lot of options here. So, in the big flat part where we could actually land without dying?
Number one. All right.
That would be actually number three on the map if you're looking at that, the big flat part.
We're putting it through the goalpost first. We're
thread the needle.
All right. Okay.
That's the shrimp aft. The shrimp four.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to put it down,
the shrimp bow.
So you're putting it down on like that real estate in the boat where it's nice and flat. That's 01. As you're putting it down, please do a perception plus pilot for a difficulty 3.
Okay.
It's the shrimp bow.
Oh, no successes.
No successes, yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, so you are flying towards the ship. You're like nearing over the ship, and all of the sudden hear this like deep sound, and in an instant the back of the vertibird crumbles as it is essentially thrown forwards. Everyone please roll a strength plus athletics for a difficulty 4.
Ooh, I get it. No power armor anymore. Okay.
Yeah, how is it you can fly this thing better in power armor?
Hey, that wasn't my fault. My fault.
Pat.
Can I use a luck point? I would like to use a luck point.
If you want to, you got him. Got him. Smoke him if you got him.
Oh. All right. Well, at least you don't have to worry about losing your core again.
It's not a 20.
It's not a 20.
I'll go with that. Okay. So I had two successes. I just wiped out the complication. So I still got two successes on my initial roll.
You all really lucked out with that roll. Anyways. A crash. The vertebrate is kind of like racing through the air. It running in between these shipping crates that are in the front of the ship, and it's just like grinding in between those to a point where you all instinctively jump from the vertibird as it explodes. You all are actually burned for 1 point of damage. and I'm going to say that that hits you all in the right arm. Everyone's right arm, just like, ow. Real, real situation.
Just a little soot on the combat armor.
Well, it's not your worst landing. It's not your best landing.
It's not his worst, but it might be his first.
That was my first landing.
So it was simultaneously your best and your worst.
Go with that.
And yeah, the de facto average.
You all are kind of in this rubble that the vertebrate has created about it. It is currently raining, and you look down. You're almost like kind of like on an aisle. Look down. There's these giant, almost like shipping tanks that house. It seems like what could be, you don't know for a fact, but it could. What looks like oil. You've seen an oil tanker or two. Those are pretty big. Those wash up pretty easily. It's currently raining, and you kind of hear this like deep thud, like this dum 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 kind of sound that is coming from the ship itself.
Kind of sounds organic or mechanic?
Like something is organic, I would say. And you were kind of like at the end of the ship, like towards the front of it. I forgot ship terminology. I should have been a sailor.
The shrimp bow.
The bow.
Shrimp bow.
Bow. Yeah. So you all are probably a good, like, I don't know, like a good foot, like 2 football fields away from where the, like, command deck is.
The shrimp stern.
Shrimp stern. Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick check. What happened to our pilot, our rotor bro? Is he...
Oh.
Like, is
Did
there
Tucker
any...
make it out?
Is there
There's
any sign
like
of him?
A pile of metal and blades and fire that's just behind you all. Nobody made it out. You look at the minigun, and it's just like, it's on fire.
What about the power armor?
Nobody could use it anyway, so...
Oh, the power armor? Oh,
we could use it. We just couldn't use it well.
Yeah, the power armor is crumpled underneath the
very nice
the crashed vertebrate. I apologize.
I'm very glad we went back for that to get it from the motor lurks.
Yeah, totally worth it. You know what? You know what? Actually, that's what allowed us to fix this thing. So maybe, I mean, it had a purpose.
Served its purpose.
Right, Pep?
Still should be a factory recall. It is defective.
Yeah, it keeps losing next time, we're going to make sure that we have like a safety cage over your power core inlet or something, because we're not doing that no more. That's ridiculous.
Pep, it's not your fault. You never got the proper training.
True.
I mean, but when you have natural skill, do you need training?
Well, just think about the last owner of it and how much of a dipshit he was, just being in it all the time.
That dummy just like stepped out of the armor. Who does that?
Yeah. If we ever come up across, if Pep ever gets into power armor and has training, he's going to be, he'll probably be able to handle a minigun.
Besides, it gave you your first kill, so you'll always have that memory.
No, that's the one I'm in right now.
Oh.
Hmm.
Well, glad we can keep that alive with us.
It lives on. Even though he didn't. Okay, we should probably go. Everything's on fire and it's raining.
Is there any is there anything we can salvage from the wreckage and anything useful that's in our immediate vicinity?
Yeah, perception armor. Plus survival for difficulty in the immediate vicinity. I would say I think 3. I think 3 is fair.
Okay.
1 success. Pep, you take a point of radiation damage.
Ah!
That is the first thing that you do as you feel this whole boat move. In fact, everyone except for, of course, Alani takes a point of radiation damage as you feel
Damn
this
it.
Whole boat move. One thing that you can see is that there is a glass cabinet with several suits in it that you did not break when it came when it like slid through the different corridors. You look back at the vertebrate and there's nothing to salvage.
Okay.
Through there.
Okay. And our pit boys are telling us we're having a radiation event.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, we need suits.
Lonnie's just scooch over. I'm coming in.
Clark?
Come on, you can share.
Clark, we've talked about this.
Lonnie, swear to God.
It barely fits me, okay? We're looking for rad suits. Let's.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Do I have rad X? I think I have rad X. Let me check my gear really quick. I made sure I got. I do! I have rad X. All right. I have. How many rad X do I have? I think I have two. There's three of us. I have two rad X.
Let's see if we can find those suits so we can stop.
Let's
taking the damage and then see about using.
Yeah, let's try to get them into shelter.
All right,
closest shelter.
All right, let's go.
Yeah,
let's move.
As I described, there is a glass case with various suits in them.
Pinstripe,
Pep, you found like that
three piece.
Can one of them be that like tulip suit from 76?
I am hoping for a hazmat suit or a radiation suit that maybe also kind of looks like a Chinese stealth armor.
This is Christmas. Why not? What
do you we did okay. Christmas already.
All right. How about something with shoulder pads?
Listen. We're not going to put on the pantsuit now, but in that essential case, there are two hazmat suits. Now, the thing about wearing a hazmat suit is you cannot wear armor with a hazmat suit. So if you wear it, you're immune to radiation damage, but you cannot wear your armor. For the sake of the game, you can store your armor, like, but you can't, like, if you get in the combat, you can't, like...
Is it considered an outfit?
Yes.
So I don't have armor, but my jacket does protect me from one radiation.
Pep does not have any armor.
You have no armor. You got rid of all the armor except for the power armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are armorless. Okay. We are armorless.
Yeah. So I mean, my scribe robes actually finale. Have pretty decent my scribe robes have pretty decent rad DR.
Well, I feel like Clark can take the rad X. Wait, what does the rad X do again?
Rad X prevents you from taking more radiation damage. It gives you some resistance.
Hazel, how much armor do you have? Like,
I have no armor.
All right,
technically my heavy jacket protects me a little bit, but there's no actual armor.
I will solve one problem.
Wear the hazmat suit.
I'll solve one problem. I'm going to disembark my armor.
Oh God!
I'm disembarking my armor. Pep, you get in.
Sounds like a plan.
My Brotherhood scribes have pretty good rad DR, so. I feel like I'm pretty suitably equipped if you two would like to wear the radiation suits.
I've got a lot of armor, so I'm not taking it off. I'll take a rad X.
Jared, can you look in the rules and see how many rules for rad X are?
Yeah, sure thing.
How long does it like last? Like, I don't know anything.
We will find rad together.
Rad.
Also, I do have. If I can, I don't have a way to like water it down so that everybody can have some, unfortunately. So I think it's one per.
Okay. So Radex is listed on page 165. It is lasting for duration. It gives a plus 6 radiation damage resistance.
Nice. That'll do it.
So
into the next scene. So
okay. So lasting is next scene. Yeah, I've pretty much got like DR2 right now. So unless it gets really severe, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I've already taken a little damage from radiation, so I should probably take some. But I still want one of these radiation suits, even if I'm not wearing it now.
Because this
keeps happening.
Keep carrying it, because once we get above like radiation 2, I'm going to start taking damage, and I'll need to consider my options.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, Hazel puts on a suit now.
Yeah. Can I put on a suit and then put my jacket on top of it? It's not armor.
No.
No.
You gotta look like you're a Bond villain, like you're a minion of a Bond villain, and just kind of like.
Okay. Fine. I will. I'll go with the flow. Tuck my stuff into my bag. Put on my Bond villain.
In the end,
what color is it? I gotta know what color it is, though.
Oh, it's pure white.
Okay.
Pure white, and it kind of covers your whole body, and it has like almost like not like a, you know how like a beekeeper's mask is kind of like propped up. That's how like the hood of it is.
Oh, is that like the Homer Simpson rad suit? Like the white?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. What do you think I'm doing? Not referencing that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Hazel.
Yeah.
Did you end up with like a kind of like glue? Did you make a glue?
Yeah. I haven't made glue out of it yet, but I think I can use it as glue. It's like the swamp honey.
Can we slather some swamp honey over the fusion core in this power armor?
So the fusion core in this power armor doesn't seem to have broken, but can I would like to jury rig something to make sure the fusion core doesn't come out.
Okay, do you like, have jury rig?
I have jury rig. Perhaps we could work together on this quick project.
Yeah, let's do that. Honestly, it should be pretty straightforward.
I'm letting you know that I will have you do. Okay, I will have you do a air plus intelligence roll for a difficulty 3.
Okay.
Now here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you succeed, that fusion core ain't coming out. If you fail, that fusion core, you get a complication, my friend. Fusion core is coming right out. So, currently, no pressure. As it is, that fusion core has not come out yet. So you don't quite know what the situation is.
So maybe us tangling with it might be what causes it to suddenly start dislodging. What did you do to your previous fusion core socket on your previous set up power armor that made it?
I feel like this
constantly
is the I think you should leave meme where I'm like, I didn't do shit. I didn't do shit to that.
Don't ask a man what he did to his power armor fusion core socket, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay, how about this? Can I just like attach a piece of fabric over it like a brass catcher or something in case it does pop out, we won't have to go digging for it?
Like a little, just do a
like
little
a weapon
sack.
Strap.
Yeah, basically, like Velcro. Just all it needs is, you know, just something to catch it if it comes out, so we won't have to go looking for it.
You don't think he's clever enough to think of a way that a complication would still make it fall out if you do it that way and
fail? I don't know if he's evil.
Oh, what do you mean, not evil enough? What would lead you to that conclusion?
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to get the best of both worlds. It won't cause the fusion core to get stuck, but it won't cause the fusion core to do anything it wouldn't normally do. And if it does pop out, we won't have to scramble on the ground for it, right?
Yeah. I mean, this seems like
perfectly reasonable behavior. And I'm telling you that if you do the roll and you succeed on a difficulty 3, intelligence plus repair, that it will not come out. Never come out.
So can I and but the thing
you
is
can assist even on this roll.
I can assist, okay.
If you want it.
I still think you just need to attach like a dog leash or a lanyard to it, so if it pops out we can just take it and put back in. But that's just me.
All right, I think we should just risk it and move
on. All right. I will assist you.
Oh, I'm just saying move on. We'll just assume goodwill.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Just assume that there's nothing wrong with this one like there was with yours.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, Pep, you have power armor. Lonnie, yes. You're wearing a scribe robe with two DR for rad, right?
Yeah.
Hazel, you have armor that has one DR for rad.
Yes.
And Cody, you are just taking a rad axe.
Which is going to give him six.
Clark.
Yeah, so Cody's taking one, and I'm going to hand the other rad axe to Lonnie. Like, if things get super hot, pop the sucker.
Okay.
Cool. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Clarify, I am in the armorless hazmat suit at the moment, though.
Okay.
I did put it on. Armor. Yeah. Sure. I'm squishy anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, the other one's stashed.
You all are walking, I guess, towards that command deck. You're kind of making your way towards that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. As you're going along, you're kind of like passing through these kind of breaks in the tank area. So there's a first break that it's just more rain. It's like black as night rain, but there's like a soft blue glow kind of like hitting off the clouds above you. You know, the only thing you've got are like the almost like still working lights of the ship that are kind of blinking on and off. You're walking down the next corridor. And then to your left, you see a giant green super mutant that is broken open one of the storage tanks and has his head stuck in the storage tank. He's kind of like hulking in himself. He has this like... kind of like chain wrapped around his waist. He is like almost like this kind of like armor attached to his shoulders and his chest, and has kind of like a loincloth that comes down. What are you all doing here? He's not in your way, but he's over to the left. So
does he look like he has trapped himself and is in some sort of distress, or does he look like he's just looking through this hole?
I would say perception plus you're looking to see that's survival for difficulty 2.
Perception survival. Okay.
Right. Throw this as well.
Yeah, just... he doesn't seem trapped.
Okay, so this so isn't a Winnie fox.
It's Winnie the Pooh in the honeycomb right now.
I was going to say fox with his head in a container of yogurt, but yeah. Same kind of deal. Okay, I say we sneak by for the moment.
Hazel, take your luck point.
Ah, yes, thank you.
Everyone, please do an agility plus sneak for difficulty 3 for me.
Agility plus sneak.
So, fair warning, I'm going to fail this.
As did I.
Oh, gosh, guys.
Pretty poorly.
Lord.
Both of us did.
Oy. We've been through a lot today, guys. It's okay.
I don't have my land legs. I've been in the power armor for so long.
Lord have mercy.
You kind of step just like too hard. Like you're just like enjoying being back on some sort of solid ground. I don't know if I call it solid ground because it's technically in the water. But you step too hard and it kind of creaks the, you know, that side of the boat that you're on. And you see the hulking beast kind of like pull out its head from this tank. And it looks at you all, and kind of, you can see from his mouth, it's dripping almost this like bluish color, like a bluish goo from the mouth. and it grabs this giant anchor that's kind of like beside it, and, picks it up and walks over to you all.
Hi. Says,
"You're not supposed to be down here."
Oh, okay. Me or you?
You.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that actually feels pretty accurate. Could you like direct us to where like where we were supposed to be for this? Kind of got mixed up.
Could you state your call signs for me so that way I know who you are?
Call sign the straw hat.
Of the
demon hunter core. Guys, let me use an AP. Just one.
Sure. Just one.
What was luck and speech?
Yeah.
Just one. Yeah, don't bother. I'll re-roll one because it's free. But
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, re-roll one. Two successes. I had a difficulty 4. This point, the hulking green beast takes the anchor, flings it at you, Clark. Could you please roll an agility plus athletics for a difficulty 3?
I can do that.
Why has it always got to be like this?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to get poo-pooed on for killing somebody else.
Not my fault.
Isn't it?
Nothing wrong.
One success with that. Yeah. Let me go ahead and roll that out for you. We're obviously going to start combat here. I'm going to go ahead and move us over to a combat screen. Give me a second to maneuver through all that minutiae. Come on. Oh, weird thing here.
Oh, boy.
Do not mind the Nicholas prisons. The Nicholas prisons, this is indeed not Nicholas. You don't need a perception roll. Know that this is not Nicholas prisons.
Okay. We believe you.
Give me 1 second to bring in.
Say that now.
He's back.
The enemy.
That's just a tiny little fella.
He's just a little guy. Okay. Disregard.
Just a little guy. Oh boy.
Alright. Alright. So Clark. He swings at you, and he hits you for that,
honey.
At this location,
what was it?
That's 13.
Nine? Oh God, murder, Burtis.
13. I'm still alive, kind of.
Your left arm, however.